ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We are here on the day of UFC 154. That's right, the return of the prodigy, the great one, maybe the greatest fighter in MMA history. Not. I'm talking about Georges St-Pierre, of course, the twice-beaten world welterweight champion, putting that title on the line against the interim champion tonight on pay-per-view, emanating from Calgary, Canada, of course. 7 p.m. Pacific time is when that starts on pay-per-view, the main card, but it all starts at 3 o'clock. Take that back, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. At 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, it goes to FX Cable for 2 hours, and then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it goes to the main card. Of course, we're talking about Georges St-Pierre coming back from that torn, the anterior cruciate ligament. He tore something in his leg, and they had to replace it with that of a cadaver. And any guy that I've ever seen that's had the surgery, even when they've replaced it with that of a cadaver, has never performed up to the level he did before, he or she did before they had this type of surgery. Now, I think the surgery is revolutionary and medical science has come a long way, this and that. But there's not too many guys that excel after getting the tendons of a cadaver transplanted into your body. So the bottom line is, do I think that Georges St-Pierre is going to be able to perform at the same level? Well, we've got to figure that one out. You've got to listen to the show. Of course, we are live with Dave Meltzer a little bit later in today's show. Of course, the genius from the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, the Wrestling Observer radio show. He was the creator of that. God, this guy's got a resume that's unbelievable. I think he's the greatest writer in the world of combat sports. No question about that, hands down. So Dave Meltzer a little bit later in today's show. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday at noon Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Spot scheduled for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And after one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
She will, Pedro. She will get the hose.
Don't forget, folks, later on in today's show, we've got the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, of course, .com website, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the most prolific, the best writer in the world of combat sports. I kid you not, Mr. Dave Meltzer in the house in just a few minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Well, before I get to the big elephant in the room, I'm talking about UFC 154 tonight. Of course, coming to you live from Calgary, Canada, in the main event, Georges St-Pierre taking on Carlos Condit for the world welterweight. That's 170 pounds in MMA championship. I want to talk about the other company. No, I'm not talking about Strikeforce, because Strikeforce is owned by both Strikeforce and the UFC are both owned by Zuffa Sports. And Zuffa Sports, broken down, has four owners. The world, the government of Dubai owns 13%. Dana White owns 10%. And the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, own the remaining portions of the UFC. Of course, at one point in time, it lost $33 million. Then they built it up to a $1 billion industry as far as their product was concerned. And now they seem to be suffering because of injuries and pullouts and cancellations and things like that. And these Strikeforce cards, they're just not making any money. They're not doing good ratings unless Ronda Rousey's fighting. I kid you not. Of course, the beautiful one, she's gorgeous. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine, but she was in ESPN, did that semi-nude, that Playboy spread sort of for ESPN magazine, looking hot. She can fight, she can talk, but she's the only one that draws as far as Strikeforce is concerned on Showtime. So they are basically losing money putting these fights on Showtime and putting them in arenas across the country. Lose money everywhere they go. So they're thinking about folding up Strikeforce, and then that would leave, and all the fighters from Strikeforce would go automatically to the UFC. Unless they were bought out and, you know, given their unconditional release or something like that. But if they've got contracts, the UFC is going to have to honor the Strikeforce contracts. Not the Showtime contracts, the Strikeforce contracts. The reason why the main people at UFC and Zuffa Sports don't want to deal with Showtime and the cards, as I said, the lack of money. They aren't making any money doing this. And Showtime's getting a good bang for their buck because they're doing okay. I mean, they're drawing a higher number of Hispanics, per se, than they would for their boxing telecast. Now, they draw more people for their boxing telecast, with the exception of a couple of times. When Gina Carano fought Chris Cyborg Santos, and I think Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee did great ratings on Showtime. And, of course, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, well, she's just eating them up as far as ratings are concerned. She's the most eloquent, talented, mean-spirited, when she has to be, smack-talking woman I've ever met in my life. And like I said, standing up, I wouldn't be scared of her. But if she got me on the ground, I'd be scared to death. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Now, I was telling you that UFC and Strikeforce are owned by the same company, and Strikeforce might fold. Now, the third company, or the second company per se, is the Bellator Fighting Championships. They are at Bellator.com. That's B-E-L-L-A-T-O-R.com. Bellator.com, just how it sounds, Bellator. And, of course, they've got these exciting tournaments. You know, that's what that's been their bread and butter, has been these tournaments. And I think it's great that they don't want to give a fighter a championship shot unless he's won a tournament. So you got to beat like four or five guys in a row or four or five girls in a row, because they show both male and female MMA. And that's where I think that when they go to Spike TV in January, I think that Spike's going to go all out promoting this because of the fact that the UFC left them to go to FX Cable for less numbers. That's right. The UFC is drawing less on FX Cable than they were on Spike TV. I kid you not. The Ultimate Fighter, not doing that well on FX Cable. They're talking about changing them from Friday nights now to maybe Tuesday night. Okay, not much opposition on Tuesday night. No Monday Night Football, no boxing, no wrestling, no NBA. Well, there might be some NBA, but the bottom line is they haven't got a ratings dagger thrown at them, and they feel that moving the Ultimate Fighter to Tuesday nights will be a winner as far as FX Cable is concerned. But the bottom line is, you know, these were getting primetime slots on good nights. Friday night, you know, is a night that they did well on Spike TV. I mean, at one point, I think they drew over 2 million viewers for one telecast. Okay, the best they're getting on FX Cable as of late is something like 990,000, maybe a million, and maybe cracking a million here and there, but they're not doing fantastic numbers. So FX Cable scratching their head. Now, how could Spike TV, a lesser network, right, supposedly a lesser network, draw better? Well, Spike has the demographics for this. It's a male-driven, testosterone-driven network, and it caters to males, okay? And, you know, boxing, they had wrestling on there. I mean, they've got it all. MMA, they were the founder. I mean, let's be honest. The UFC wouldn't be the billion-dollar industry it is if it wasn't for Spike TV. And Spike TV wouldn't be the great channel that it is if it wasn't for the UFC. The UFC and Spike TV, both of them held each other's hands to make some good money together. But then the UFC walked away and went to Fox, and, of course, you know, Spike's going to counter with the conflicting programming. They'll show fights at the same time. You know, there'll be older UFC fights, but it'll confuse you. I mean, you're looking to see, like, Cain Velasquez fight, we'll say, Giant Silva when they fought in May. Well, Spike TV at the same time was running Cain Velasquez and Brock Lesnar. Okay? So you figure you want to see a Cain Velasquez fight, you were possibly accidentally tuned into the other channel, got hooked there, and didn't go back and buy the pay-per-view. That's what Spike TV was hoping. Now the bad blood is about to end in January. Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championship with Bjorn Rebney as the CEO, of course, based out of L.A., they're taking their act to Spike TV, leaving MTV2 and all these other little hoagie platforms they were on. The bottom line is that maybe 250,000 people are watching their cards. Now I think they're going to do better than 1 million people. I think that if Spike TV gets together and puts together a fantastic card and has a good couple of runs early on with this Bellator card, I think they're going to do it on Thursday night, possibly after the TNA wrestling. If they want to do that, more power to them. But if they get a couple good cards going, people are going to take notice that there is another MMA company in the room, that the UFC is not the only company in the world. Strikeforce and UFC, they're not the only companies in the world. No. The Bellator Fighting Championships, they have the right message, I think, in fighting in tournaments. In other words, you've got to beat Scott Cuddy, Pedro Fernandez, Willie Mays, Billy Bowen. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be four or five guys straight up in a row to get the Bellator Championship. Then once you get the Bellator Championship, you can defend the title, which I think is sort of cool. Because, you know, you don't know what a fighter's made of until you put him in a tournament. Having fought twice in the same day before, and had all the jitters and crazy, like, I was going nuts before the first fight. I had anxiety issues as far as my boxing was concerned, probably life in general. And then I won that fight. Then the anxiety builds for the second fight. So with the fight in the tournament, and these guys aren't fighting twice in the same day, but they fight in this tournament, and you have to beat one guy to move on. So I think when Spike TV gets us going, I think we're going to see some great fights. I think we're going to see some great tournaments. And most of all, I think competition is good. So anybody willing to compete with Dana White and the Fertitta brothers and the government of Dubai and the world of mixed martial arts, I think is good. But Jordan Rebney, not my best friend, doesn't have to be. Putting forth a good product, more power to him. The former business manager of Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, of course, the former world welterweight champion. Bjorn Rebney and him got together. They were going to do boxing. And then Bjorn Rebney saw the light on the wall, said, you know what? I need to do MMA. Forget boxing. So he left boxing in his rearview mirror. And, of course, now he's promoting MMA. And he sold the majority of the Bellator fighting champions, I believe, is owned by Viacom. So Viacom bought them out. He still got a piece. He still runs the thing as CEO. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's on top of his world as far as MMA and Bellator and Bjorn Rebney is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. But don't forget, January, the Spike TV debut of the Bellator Fighting Championships. Next up, we'll spend some time with the most prolific writer in the history of MMA and talk UFC 154. I'm talking about Carlos Condit and the recovering Georges St-Pierre. Has he recovered enough? I mean, let's be honest. When you get injuries like that and they got to put cadaver parts in your body, you know, some cars don't run well with rebuilt parts. You ever put in a rebuilt tranny in your car, didn't work right, didn't feel right? Same thing as far as a cadaver is concerned and a tendon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God damn, now you're talking.
He is the most prolific writer in MMA history, folks. We're talking about the king of combat sports when it comes to the pen, Mr. Dave Meltzer of TheWrestlingObserver.com, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. What's up, Big Dave?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's life treating you?
Pretty good. Pretty good today.
And anything coming back to San Jose in the near future? Are they going to bring the UFC or a Strikeforce card back to San Jose anytime soon?
Nothing that I've heard. I mean, the arena kind of has a deal with UFC because they sold them Strikeforce. You know, the HP Pavilion owns Strikeforce.
Right.
So they're kind of promised, you know, a couple of shows a year. So I presume, excuse me, I got a little cough. But I presume that they'll probably have a little bit of a, you know, they'll probably have a show or two next year.
Okay. Is Strikeforce, is there somebody holding a gun up to his head right now about to pull the trigger on it or what?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Why? Just... I think that Showtime and Zuffa just don't get along. They both have different ideas of what they want out of the thing, and I think that's become a problem. I think that Dana probably wants to get the few stars that are in Strikeforce into UFC and create, you know, do matches with them, and especially Ronda Rousey. And you know, the deal with Strikeforce or with Showtime is that as long as there's a Strikeforce, anyone that's in Strikeforce now, they can't bring them over.
So they wouldn't start another brand. They just take them into the UFC brand.
Yes, that's what would happen.
Okay. And, of course, Ronda's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You and I have talked to her before. She's the real deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's early in the sport, but she's phenomenal. I mean, you can't – if you watch her fights, I mean, all those arm bars in the first round, I mean, that's a very impressive record, you know, going all the way – the championship and nobody getting into the second round with you.
You know, Dave, we're talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks. She is a phenom, of course. She is a 135-pound. She is the bantamweight Strikeforce champion. Of course, she's set to clash with Chris Cyborg Santos, the man, take that back, I won't say that, the woman who looked like she needed to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody thought she was on steroids for years, and last November, she got popped, I believe, in San Diego, California. So, Rowdy Ronda says that she could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. She doesn't care.
Yeah, it's, as long as she gets to 135.
Yeah.
She'll fight her. And Cyborg is saying, I can't get to 135. I just can't. The thing is I mean, she's a big girl. She's probably 170 off-season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So getting to 145 she can make. But 135, that's it'd be tough. I mean, I think that if you have enough time, you can... You know, maybe she could make it, but then she probably wouldn't be the same overpowering person. I think that's Ronda's whole deal is that, right, look, once you get to 135, I don't care if you're on steroids because you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to have that much of a strength advantage over me. But if you're going to be, you know, at 145 and then go into the cage in the 160s and then you're a lot bigger because that's one of the things Cyborg's had over everybody, then her strength can perhaps make a difference that her skill can't. You know, Cyborg's a good stand-up fighter. She really, you know, I mean, even if you took the steroids away, I mean, she's a better fighter than most of the women.
Yeah, but would she have annihilated Gina Carano in the blink of an eye had she not been...
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know. I think that all things equal, she'd have given her a fight, but would she have beaten her? I mean, you know, steroids in a woman makes a big difference in a fight, a real big difference. I mean, you know, so yeah. It's completely unfair if you think about it.
Dave, have you seen this special? I think ESPN or Headline News, one or the other, has been running this last couple of weeks. I saw it first in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's a special, a half-hour special. I think it's 30 on 30 with Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis and this and that, talking about the steroids in 1988.
I didn't see it. I wish I did.
Man, they're playing it over and over and over. I've watched it like 8 or 10 times. So it's on a loop. On ESPN, one of the ESPN channels, I believe. But it was phenomenal. And Johnson now, you know, almost, 20 years after the fact, you know, cops to the fact that he was on steroids all along. And when they finally popped him in that 1988 Olympic test, of course, he had beaten Carl Lewis in the 100-meter dash to see who was the 100th fastest man in the world over there in Seoul, Korea. Within 18 hours, they knew that he had tested positive for these steroids. And he got out of town. And he said when they finally told him, he said, well, they finally got me. So he had been cheating for years. And, you know, and Lance Armstrong, now he's got his medals taken away. Marion Lewis, was that her name?
Marion Jones.
Marion Jones. She had to go try to play basketball again. And she, evidently, you know, some guy told me that went to high school there that she could dunk.
Well, she was a phenomenal basketball player before she became a track star. I remember that. But no, here's the thing. When you talk about, like, I remember Ben Johnson when he tried to make a comeback clean because they were testing him like crazy. And I mean, he went from being the fastest man in the world to being a marginal sprinter. I mean, that was the difference. And then remember FloJo?
Yep.
I mean, FloJo was nothing. I was a track fan back then, and I'd never even heard of Florence Griffith Joyner until, like, you know, maybe that Olympic year or maybe 18 months before, and all of a sudden she goes from being nothing to setting world records in every race, you know? And then she retires immediately, you know, and then, you know, it ended up dying very young. But, I mean, when you see that kind of, and they're not the only ones. I mean, we've seen people in track when they're in their 30s and having a marked improvement in speed. And to me, it's like, if you're a world-class athlete in a sprint and you're improving, I mean, staying even in your 30s is pretty tough. But if you're improving in your 30s, I think there's something, it just doesn't work that way in
Barry life. Bonds.
Barry Bonds. But you're talking about the people that we're talking about now are people that probably did it a lot more than most, because I think a lot of the guys that do it have very marginal increases in performance. The ones that are having these great increases in performance, I think that they're probably doing a lot of different stuff.
Well, the Giants sort of guy, the Giants brought some guy named Mota, Guillermo Mota, I think, back from a 100-game suspension this year. But then their guy, Milky Cabrera, caught on a 50-game suspension when he was leading the league in hitting and this and that, but they didn't bring him back. Dave, everywhere I go, people try to tell me that, you know, steroids don't offer you an advantage, and they offer
you... That's ridiculous.
I know it is.
That's ridiculous. I mean, in any sport that requires that I think speed and strength are part of, steroids are a big, you know, they're a big difference. Can they make someone who's untalented and was untalented in sports into a great athlete? No, they can't. But when you got two guys that are like at a championship level, you know, like in sprinting is the perfect example where, you know, 2/10 of a second is the difference between world champion and middle of the pack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much almost like, I don't know that you can compete at a high level without him just because everyone's on him and it makes such a big difference. In MMA and in boxing and sports like that, I know there are guys who are clean in these sports. I know there are guys that are dirty in these sports. But the idea that you can't compete in those sports because you're not on it, I don't believe, because there are guys doing it. But you take two guys of equal talent, and one guy's on and one guy's not. The guy who's on's got a big advantage.
Yep. You know what's funny, Dave, is that somebody asked me about 3 or 4 months ago, and I was doing some media back east, and they said to me, "See, would you have taken it, when you were fighting, would you have taken steroids, any performance-enhancing drugs if they were offered to you?" And I didn't know how to answer that at first. I mean, you know, the right person in me says, I would never take it. But then again, if you were to offer me EPO or freezing my blood or something like that and giving me 45% more oxygen, I just don't know where my integrity stands, believe it or not, when it comes to being an athlete.
Now, here's the thing. If you're at a level where you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, you're doing the sport because you're doing the sport because you enjoy the sport. It's easy to say. But when you're at this level of a professional where your living is on it, and you're either at the tail end of your career or you're going for a championship, which means millions of dollars if you win versus losing, boy, it becomes a really hard decision, I think. I mean, there are guys who, I mean, I know guys who've gone for championships that haven't taken steroids, but I'm looking at, like, you know, if the difference between being a champion and being, you know, second place can be a lot of money. And more, I think that the more lure is the guys who are, like, say, fighters that are, let's say, 34 years old, who go, you know what, my time is running out. You know, I mean, maybe I can get 2 more years, 3 more years out of this. And maybe with steroids I can, you know, get that extra year or two with big money at the end of my career. I think that's where the lure is also strong. Or baseball players, where they're on their way down, and they know, you know what, if I get, like, you know, one more, you know, what, an extra major league season out of this, that's a couple extra million dollars.
At least.
You know, I mean, it's pretty tempting.
Yeah, it's all about the risk and the reward.
That's
what it's all about. We're talking about steroids, folks. Dave Meltzer is our guest right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the Wrestling Observer Radio Show with Brian Alvarez airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sundays?
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I got that right. Dave, you got some time? You got some time to spend another segment with us here?
Absolutely.
All right. Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also do the Twitter thing. We tweet. That's right. Twitter.com, at, or using the hash mark, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. You also drop us an email, ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Now, we are just days away, of course, from UFC 154, the main event, Georges St-Pierre. I think I got his name right there. Of course, he is a Frenchman. Take it back to Canadian.
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian, exactly. Take it on Carlos Condit. That is the 17th, correct?
17th, yeah.
17th of November, live in Canada on pay-per-view. The card starts at 3:30 Pacific time on Facebook, jumps to FX Cable at 5 o'clock Pacific time, then goes to pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. We'll have some more with Dave, the Genius Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
We interrupt our program with news that a buy one, get one 50% off sale made impact at Old Navy, and what officials say is a sign of impending Chermageddon. We now take you to Shoppers on the scene.
It crashed into Earth with enormous savings. I got a coat, and without warning, jeans were half price. And I bought a sweater and got a performance fleece half off. We're all gonna buy!
Save yourself and buy one, get one 50% off the entire store. Now through Thanksgiving Day. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/17 through 11/22 and store only, excludes gift cards.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow! I feel good.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, 28-plus years now. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio race. On the line from Silicon Valley, the most prolific writer in the history of combat sports. That's right, combat sports, folks. I'm talking about the old boxing writers He's got it on all those guys. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. And Dave, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure, man, to spend some time with you. I never get enough time. And then when I get off the phone, I got all these questions for you. And Cuddy says, just email them to him. I don't be bugging you with emails and this and that, but I always come up with these questions after we're off the air.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Let's talk about Bellator coming to Spike TV in January. I think that's going to be one hell of a move for the company. I think people are going to wake up and take sight of Bellator, because obviously Spike has got the market and the demographics that FX Cable doesn't.
They've got the reach. You know, that's the big difference. I mean, there are a lot of homes that get MTV2, but it's not a station that a lot of people watch. But Spike is still in 25% more homes, roughly, than MTV2, and it's a station that more people watch, and it's a station that MMA fans are very familiar with. So it's going to help.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you know, you know, no matter what station you're on, you need to have a compelling product or people won't watch. But it's a big help.
I like their product. I like the idea of tournaments. I mean, Bjorn Rebney, I wouldn't want to live next door to him for a variety of reasons. There's a little joke there. But, I think he's put on a solid program. I really do. I think these tournaments would be – he's had chicks in tournaments. He's had guys in tournaments. He's had lighter weight 125-pounders in tournaments and this and that. Of course, USC now coming up with their first USC flyweight champ. Is Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah, Demetrius Johnson, okay. Defending against John Dodson on Fox January 26th, which to me, that's a hell of a risk going with a 125-pound title as a Fox main event when you need to attract, you know, the most broad-based audience of all.
Well, listen, if they really wanted to attract the greatest audience of all, they would scrap the deal with Showtime. Just let it go. Let Strikeforce go. Bring the hot fighters or the fighters that they want. Bring them back over to the USC like Ronda. And have Ronda and Cyborg fight in separate bouts on the same Fox card to set up the pay-per-view. That's the way it should be done.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. The one thing with the Gina Carano Cyborg fight that, you know, a couple of years ago got so big, one of the reasons was that they would do these, they would have Cyborg fight, and they would put Gina in the front row, and they would cut to Gina, and people just naturally were like, I just remember watching Cyborg fight, and then the whole place would be chanting Gina, Gina, and it was like, when you hear that, you go, okay, that's a fight that's going to draw money, because the people are telling you they want the fight, and that was the most successful by far, you know, leaps and bounds as any woman fight in history, and this one would probably be bigger. I mean, the one thing with this one is it probably will be on pay-per-view, so it will be bigger because of that.
Now, her getting on Sports Illustrated, I heard guys making a big deal about that, but she had done some sexy photography before.
She did the nude thing in ESPN Magazine.
That's what
ESPN
I meant.
Magazine was on the cover, yeah.
That's what I meant. I was trying to be nice there. PG-rated pictures. But she's easy to look at, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I met her, and she's easy to look at. She actually, when it comes to interviewing and stuff like that, if you interview her, she's a real good interview.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes she gets carried away, but all athletes do, you know, that are, you know, they're either bland or they get carried away.
Yeah.
And it's better to be ones that get carried away, but she's a good storyteller, and she's got a great story of her life. I mean, I remember the first time I ever spoke to her, which was before she ever became famous. I mean, she'd already won a bronze medal in the Olympics, so I shouldn't say that, but in MMA, she was still an amateur, and nobody had heard of her. And she was telling me about, you know, her background growing up. And it was like a 30-minute conversation. And when I was done, it was like, my thought was, it's like, and she told me she was going to beat Cyborg. I mean, I remember that. And my thought was, I need a year to train in this sport. I mean, in a year, I'm going to beat Cyborg. And I was thinking, like, if you talk like this, and you know, and that year isn't that much more than a year ago. And it was like a year and a half ago, because remember, you know, she's pretty much been a meteoric success. But I thought, like, you get to that fight. If you win a couple of fights and you get to that fight with Cyborg and you talk like this and you look like this, you're going to be a big star. And she's, you know, that's what happened.
Well, she's sort of like a blonde version of a young Cassius Clay. I mean, she knows what to say, when to say it. I mean, she's got a good vocabulary. I mean, you know. I mean, she's not a dumb fighter per se, and she can fight. I mean, good God! I listen, Dave. Of all the, you know, my years of boxing and this and that, every time I look at somebody and they fought, I always size them up. And when I was a cop, I used to size people up in case something was going to go crazy. Because you never knew when things were going sideways, especially in domestic cases. Okay? But I looked at her and I said to myself, standing up there would be no problem. Now on the ground, you know, she'd probably get me in an arm bar in a second. I mean, she's the queen of submissions. I mean, her mother was a world judo champion. It's in her blood.
I'll tell you what. I mean, the one that really impressed me was the last fight with Sarah Kaufman, because I know Sarah Kaufman is a good fighter. I mean, you know, it's like, it's one thing where you go, well, she's going against these women that aren't really fighters and this and that. But Sarah Kaufman is a good fighter, and Sarah Kaufman knew she had to be drilling that armbar for 8, 10, 12 straight weeks, if not longer. As soon as, from the day she knew the fight, because Sarah Kaufman is a hard-working fighter, a good strategic fighter and a smart fighter, and that's my point. She had to be going like, this girl, I mean, this is the one thing we know is that she's got this armbar, so we're going to drill this armbar. And she got tapped in like 54 seconds.
She said, look, I worked for like 3 months to avoid this. I just couldn't avoid it.
So that tells me, because most of the people, when they beat you with an armbar, it comes out of nowhere. You know, it's a quick move when you're not expecting it. With Ronda, you're expecting it and you can't stop it. And that's, I mean, there aren't even guys like that. And, I mean, that's what's impressing me. And I think a lot of that has to do with her mom, because her mom drilled her on that frickin' armbar from, you know, I mean, it wasn't from like 5 years old, but it was probably from 12 years old.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and her mom, her mom was, you know, a world champion, you know, the first American world champion in judo, and was, I mean, she was a legend in judo. And so it's like, when it comes to that thing, you know, and you know, Ronda, you know, Ronda could have won a gold medal in these Olympics. I mean, I'm not saying she would have, but I mean, at 21, she won the bronze. So coming back at 25, she'd have been, you know, she was still younger than most of the women in that in that competition. She could have come back. So, I mean, you're talking about someone who has, you know, really potential gold medal skill, who, you know, just burned out. Basically, she burned out on judo was the problem.
You know, she doesn't like Michael Phelps.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, she dogged him.
Yeah.
She,
yeah,
like,
she thought he was stuck up when they were at the same Olympics.
Yeah, and Kardashian, she called a skank Kim Kardashian, like there's any difference between the sisters. But
yeah.
So, she's very loose with the lips. I mean, she's, like you said, but you and I interview people for a living, so it's better to have people go off than go on. Better to have them go over than under.
Yeah. And, I mean, she sometimes has gotten carried away, I think, because of the realization of anything she, you know, it's kind of like when she does an interview, she kind of wants to get headlines. Whereas when I first talked to her, at that point, I don't think she was as media savvy, but she was a great interviewer already. But, I mean, she knows the game, and the thing is, I mean, she's been great for that sport. I mean, not good, great, because if Strikeforce were to go south and she wasn't around, I think it'd be, you know, it'd be maybe 15-20% chance at best UFC would pick up women. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they might have when Gina was around, because Gina was a star.
Yeah.
But after Gina, they wouldn't have. And with Ronda, I mean, it's 100% if the thing goes down that they're bringing women in. And you know, that's so. I mean, you know, that's a lifesaver for the, and again, she, you know, that was the other one with her, is I thought when I first saw her fight on Showtime, so this would have been her first television fight, I thought this girl should be in, and she hasn't really broken through in this one yet. I mean, I was thinking like television commercials, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, she should be in TV commercials, you know, like you see Danica Patrick in TV commercials,
yeah,
constantly. And I thought, you know, she could be like that, especially as a fighter, you know, I mean, a fighter who's a pretty girl, mm-hmm. and is really great. I mean, as opposed to like Danica, she isn't that great of a race car driver. She just happens to be the novelty. I mean, this girl is the real deal.
Good point. Okay, we're talking about UFC 154 with Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, folks. It's a 40 to 50,000 word newsletter that comes out each Friday. At least I get it in the mail each Friday. And when I get home, it's waiting for me, and thank God, because it's like a Bible. It covers MMA, professional wrestling, combat sports in general, a little bit of boxing here and there. I mean, Dave's got the world of combat sports down. And that comes out once a week. It's a subscription. So you got to go to WrestlingObserver.com. That's WrestlingObserver.com. Or Google Dave Meltzer, and you'll get hooked up on the newsletter. The newsletter's great. It is my Bible. I enjoy it. All my friends put it this way, it gets passed around like two or three times before it, around here in the Sports Byline Studios, before it gets back to me. When it gets back to me, there's a couple of pages missing. I guess that beats having pages stuck together. But we're not going to go there. Now, Dave, let's talk about UFC 154 real quick, the main event. Carlos Condit defending or challenging. Of course, he's the interim champion, so he's taking on Georges St-Pierre. Is GSP that good?
He absolutely was. I mean, we'll find out. It's been 19 months, I think, since the last time he fought. And he had, full ACL reconstructive surgery. But, I mean, if he's the Georges St-Pierre that he was, he'll win this fight.
Okay.
And Carlos Condit's a good, solid fighter. But he can beat a lot of guys. But to me, like, Carlos, there's about 10 guys in that weight class. Like John Fitch, Carlos Condit, Johnny Hendricks, Martin Kampman, and several others. Even Rory McDonald's probably up there at this point now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all at the same level. They can all beat each other. And Rory McDonald could beat Carlos Condit. He beat him for two rounds and would have won the fight if he hadn't gotten tired. Martin Kampman beat Carlos Condit. Carlos Condit beat everybody else that he's gone against. George beats everyone at 100%. He's a level above. And if he doesn't win this one, then it says that he didn't come back, that the knee injury was the difference, because the pre-knee injury Georges St-Pierre would not lose to Carlos Condit.
Okay, Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. Of course, you can catch the Wrestling Observer radio show that he created and hosted by Brian Alvarez every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Okay, the big fight, December 29th, the rematch. Cain Velasquez challenging Junior Dos Santos for the UFC heavyweight title, of course, in Vegas. Now, is it the same old story with these guys? If it's a stand-up fight, it's Santos's. If they go to the ground, it's Cain's.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the key is if Cain can last the first two rounds, because it's a five-round fight, if he can last the first two, I think that he can win, because in a stand-up fight, rounds three to five, I think that he can win, just because he'll have more stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a ground fight, he will win. Because he's going to be the better wrestler, but Dos Santos' takedown defense is excellent. I mean, I don't know how easy Cain's going to get him to the ground, and the first two rounds are going to be real, real tough on Cain, because the guy's got knockout power, and something's got to be in Cain's head no matter what. I mean, Cain wasn't 100%, but neither was Junior the last time they fought, and Junior's the only guy who's ever hurt Cain, and. Cain's got to hold that off for a while. I mean, his in a long fight, his stamina will make a difference. I mean, when they throw all those guys one after the other against Cain, he just doesn't tire, and he's not normal, and so that's his big edge. But it doesn't come into play early in the fight. I mean, early in the fight, it's going to be Junior's a better stand-up fighter, and he'll be able to keep it. I think he'll be able to keep it standing early too.
That's the big one, folks. We don't know how it's going down. Stand up or take down. Of course, Cain Velasquez on the ground. Junior Dos Santos standing up for the UFC World Heavyweight title December 29th in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com website and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I thank you so much for your time, man. I feel blessed.
Well, thanks very much, Pedro. I appreciate it.
And I really appreciate it. I know you had some you were coughing there for a little while, and you hung tough with us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. And I appreciate it. I always appreciate doing your show.
The great Dave Meltzer, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tune in the stylistics and dance out
on the patio. Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we are live, emanating every Saturday from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Our boxing hour begins at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then the MMA hour begins at noon Pacific time on Saturdays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then again, we are on Sunday at a combination of both boxing and MMA at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I'm excited about tonight's UFC card. Of course, UFC 154, Georges St-Pierre, Carlos Condit. You know you got to go with Georges St-Pierre here, even though Carlos Condit is a good fighter and he's tough and he's rugged and things like that. But, you know, he's just not living up to the level, or he's not living at the level as far as Georges St-Pierre was at before he got hurt and before he went out. So if he's the same guy that he was, I have to agree with my guest today, the great Dave Meltzer. I want to thank him for that. But I got to agree with Dave. If Georges St-Pierre is St-Pierre, then he wins this fight hands down, going away. 22-2, Carlos Condit 28-6. Of course, this all begins with an entire night of mixed martial arts. Of course, beginning at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. They'll show a fight or two, maybe three if they're real short, on Facebook.com up until 5 o'clock Pacific time. Then they'll switch to FX Cable. Then they'll air 2 hours on FX Cable. Then, of course, then they go with the pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, Saturday night, UFC 154, live from Calgary, Canada. The main event, Georges St-Pierre, Carlos Condit, Martin Campman, and Johnny Hendricks are supporting underneath, Tom Lawler, Francis Carmon, Nick Ring, guy that's been on the show a couple of times in the past, 13-1, doing his thing in front of his hometown people against Constantino Filippo. Nick 13-1, Filippo 11-2. We want to wish Nick the very, very best in that endeavor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hey, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.